Fourth Sunday of Advent, Year A. A reading from the prophet Isaiah. The Lord spoke to Ahaz again and said, Ask the Lord your God for a sign, either in the depths of Sheol or in the heights above. But Ahaz said, I will not ask. I will not put the Lord to the test. He then said, Listen now, house of David. Not satisfied with trying human patience, will you try my God's patience too? The Lord will give you a sign in any case. Look, the virgin is with child, and will give birth to a son, whom she will call Emmanuel. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. The Lord's is the earth and its fullness, the world and those who dwell in it. It is he who set it on the seas. On streams of water he made it firm. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. Who shall climb the mountain of the Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? The clean of hands and pure of heart, whose soul is not set on vain things. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. Blessings from the Lord shall they receive, and righteousness from God their Saviour. Such are the people who seek him, who seek the face of the God of Jacob. Let the Lord enter, he is King of glory. A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Romans. From Paul, a servant of Christ Jesus, called to be an apostle, set apart for the gospel that God had promised through his prophets in the Holy Scriptures, the gospel concerning his Son, who according to the flesh was a descendant of David, and who in terms of the Spirit and of holiness was designated Son of God in power by resurrection from the dead. Jesus Christ, our Lord, through whom we have received grace and our apostolic mission of winning the obedience of faith among all the nations for the sake of his name, including yourselves who are called to belong to Jesus Christ. To you all, God's beloved in Rome, called to be saints, grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. A virgin will give birth to a son. His name will be Emmanuel. God is with us. Alleluia, alleluia, alleluia. The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. The birth of Jesus the Messiah happened like this. His mother Mary was betrothed to Joseph. But before they came to live together, she was found to be with child through the Holy Spirit. Her husband Joseph, being a righteous man and unwilling to expose her to disgrace, decided to dismiss her quietly. He had this in mind when suddenly an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, Joseph, son of David, do not be afraid to take Mary as your wife, because the child conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will give birth to a son, and you are to name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. All this took place to fulfill what had been spoken by the Lord through the prophet. Look, the virgin is with child and will give birth to a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God is with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did what the angel of the Lord had commanded him and took her as his wife. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.